Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beat Buzzing with you today with Mike Thorin of JBS Five Rivers Cattle Feedlots. We're back with Mike after this. Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, inviting you to enjoy some Aloha Spirit January 18th through the 27th, a special agricultural tour of the Hawaiian Islands. We'll enjoy a three-island adventure on Oahu, the big island of Hawaii, and Maui. Right on the beach is where we'll be staying on all three islands, and we'll enjoy wonderful activities like a traditional Hawaiian luau. And we'll make several agricultural stops as well. The largest cattle ranch on the islands, Maui Tropical Plantation, a Hawaiian goat dairy, Monsanto Hawaii, and a lot more. For more information, you need to call 1-800-826-2266. That's 800-826-2266. Or you can log on to holidayvacations.net, keyword Ron. 800-826-2266 or holidayvacations.net, keyword Ron. Mike Thorin is the president and CEO of JBS Five Rivers Cattle Feeding, LLC. Mike was on campus at Oklahoma State University this last week for the Tadashek Lectureship. He was actually talking about the future of the cattle feeding industry. We had the opportunity to sit down with him and talk extensively about what he was talking on campus about and his business today here in 2010. We asked him, what's the big difference now compared to when he first got involved in the cattle feeding industry?
I think the biggest issue today, the biggest difference today is the volatility involved. You know, we used to think a 30-cent move in corn was typically what we'd see in a, you know, in a year or in a turn of cattle on feed. That was the risk. So that you know, roughly equal about $15 a head of corn market risk exposure. Today, that can be easily $1 to $2 a bushel during that time. So all of a sudden, you're at $50 to $100 of market risk in that corn fraction. That's an exceptionally different situation than what we used to enjoy.
Thorin says at one time it was all about the average daily gain of the cattle in the yards. It's still very important to look at that measurement, but he says there's other measurements today as well.
We work, I think, as an industry a lot harder on and a lot more focused on providing a more consistent product, and very much more the industry in general has moved a lot more towards value-based marketing. So I think there's a lot of opportunities today for the better cattle and the better genetics in the system. And I think the feedlot industry as a whole has moved to really optimize that for the genetic situation there with processes and programs within yard.
Tell me a little bit about some of the programs that JBS is participating in or that you've used to maybe try to enhance those pens of cattle that you've got.
We work very hard on the basic animal husbandry components. We work to ensure that the environment at which we place cattle into is optimized. Clean pens, nice pens, good water, excellent feed mill situation, so we can deliver a consistent ration every time and good rolling stock to ensure that timeliness and accuracy is a part of our everyday environment.
Mike Thorin of JBS Five Rivers Cattle Feeding LLC. He was the guest speaker during the 17th annual Tadashek Lectureship Series this last week on campus at Oklahoma State University. Mike Thorin been in the feedlot business a lot of years, since 1991. You've got the Beef Buzz. I'm Ron.
Friday, November 12th, don't miss the Gray Land and Cattle 15th Annual Sale at the ranch near Edmond, Oklahoma. Selling 50 service-age bulls, 20 registered Hereford, and 25 commercial black and red baldy females. Now, the sale starts at noon. Just go east off exit 146 at Interstate 35 and Waterloo Road. For more information, contact Charles or Karen Gray at 405-341-7445 or 405-341-6861. Be there for the Gray Land and Cattle 15th Annual Sale, noon November 12th at the ranch near Edmond, Oklahoma.
At your Beef Bus, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.